Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess we have to do this. So let's do this. Dolphins, oy vey. Hurricanes, oy vey. And the Florida Panthers, oy vey. Solana's putting on a paper bag.
Paper bag time.
I mean, his Heat haven't won a preseason game either. I mean, this guy's got myriad reasons to be wearing a paper bag on his head.
Focus on what's important, Hawk. Focus on what's important. The Heat haven't played a regular season game yet.
One team deserves paper bag for sure.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Miami Garden.
I mean, you know, Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald, he tweeted out, when I've asked a Stephen Ross associate why no changes, he cited the owner wanting to give McDaniel and Greer a fair amount of time to turn this around. And Barry Jackson tweets, yesterday and previous weeks did not qualify, in his view, as reasons to change from that approach. Who knows what will? And I'm of that. Listen, I am a believer in patience. I'm a believer in stability. I'm a believer in giving context to losses and seasons. I did it for the entirety of last season. I said there's a problem with the backup quarterback, which, by the way, I want to get into as well, because they identified Zach Wilson. Out of all the quarterbacks who were available, they identified Zach Wilson. And then by game seven, they identified Quinn Ewers as being better than the guy they identified as the hope for the backup. But regardless, I'll get to that later.
I have an opinion on that one, too.
At some point, patience and stability and just standing by your man, at some point, it's stupid. Like, at some point, it's just not warranted. Again, I think it's laudable. I really do. I think it's laudable to say, hey, you're the guy I hired, and I believed in you before the season started. I'm not going to not believe in you less than half the season in. But at some point, it's just stupid. It doesn't serve a purpose. And I can't figure out what purpose it serves to have Mike McDaniel as the head coach of this team anymore. Or, and this one hurts me, I don't know what purpose it serves to have Tua as your starting quarterback next week at least. Give him a breather. I'm not saying he loses the starting quarterback job. I'm saying he's been so bad that maybe you just need a break for a week to where, hey, get your head together. You play with the backups and let's just try to make something happen where there's nothing happening. I don't know, but the fact that Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are still employed is shocking to me because, again, I'm a big believer in patience and stability. But at some point, you have to say, if you're the owner of the operation, what transpired yesterday was so unacceptable that someone's head has to roll. And it's not.
Tua first. Last week shook Tua. The criticism, the national negativity on Tua, he can say whatever he wants about not listening. And people told us, if you tell him, you know, there was a world earthquake, he wouldn't know because he doesn't watch. That's a lie. He was shook. He was trying too hard. He was trying to prove something. The McDaniel, Chris Greer thing, like the football gods has now shown Stephen Ross an ass-kicking week one, then a close game, and then a loss late, and now another ass-kicking. The football gods are trying to give him everything he needs to say this isn't what it is. I don't know the reason behind. I'm not the call. We're both. Neither of us. None four of us are the fire everybody guys.
No.
But you just have to see this and say this is embarrassing. That's embarrassing football. And let me tell you, I watched the game because I couldn't watch it live. I was doing that F1 crap. I watched the game knowing that it's a blowout. So I'm watching it very skeptical of anything that happened positive. The O-line can't block physically. And they can't identify where the guys are coming from. So they don't know who to block. And then if they do know who to block, they can't block them with ability.
I mean, there's a play that went viral on social media of Savaii Naia getting rolled in a way where he looks like it was me trying to protect the quarterback.
On the third interception, I believe, the one in the end zone when he threw it out, there was a guy running scot-free at him. Nobody even looked at the fella that went and hit Tua in his chest. No one knew he was around. I don't know who to block. And when there is a dedication, I get run over like I'm a three-year-old. The receivers, I don't want to say they gave up on Tua. They just looked like they were running in slow motion. And you're like, oh, it's wet. The Browns people didn't like they were running that slow. Jalen Waddle's a very fast human being. Defensively, they ran the same exact play that the Carolina Panthers run. When Judkin broke that long run, same exact play. Zone cutback. You're supposed to self-scout and self-correct. They're not self-correcting because they don't have the guns to self-correct.
I put in a bet already. Bijan Robinson over 400 yards rushing for next Sunday. If over. Judkins and Rico Dowdle – I mean, literally, there's not a running back who's not frothing at the mouth to get a crack at this defense.
They don't have the guns, so that's why the Chris Greers jump in. They don't have the weaponry in that entire building to stop the run. They can't do it. They bring the safeties down, and they're trying to get the safety one-on-one with the running back. That's what happened when the touchdown. The 25, I don't know. Can he see? Who's 25? He had me so hot. My goodness. Like, they're not as talented. They're not as talented as the Cleveland Browns.
Which is shocking because on paper, I feel like they are. But they're obviously not. I mean, listen, for me, it kind of starts and ends with Tua at this point. He is a shell of himself. And if you can, in that game, playing from behind, still only find Jalen Waddle one time for 15 yards, then something's wrong.
Jerry Jeudy's better than Jalen Waddle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue it today.
Watching the game, you're looking at him. We have Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb. No, Myles Garrett is what we need. We need a Myles Garrett. That's what we need. If you just look at that game, there are that much talent, that much more talented than us, and okay. So 28's going to get the ball 416 times. I could figure out a defense to stop that. It's getting embarrassing. The football gods have showed Ross everything they can show him. I don't see the like I said, are they going to find the next best head coach on October 21st if they fire him tonight? No. But for the reason for him to be in that building, I would say just doing the talk and losing all confidence in his team with the team losing confidence in him, I think it is a disservice to the organization to just keep these guys around to be nice.
Well, what I would say is this, and first of all, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What I would say is Mike McDaniel preached after the Chargers game and then after the Tua post-game debacle, Put it out of your mind. It's all forgotten after the Cleveland game. But then the Cleveland game comes, and it's way worse, and it's more embarrassing than anything they've done this season. Mm-hmm. So to that point, Crowder and Solana, how can Mike McDaniel continue to lead the team? If your leader continues to preach something, and instead of it happening like he says it's going to happen, the opposite happens, then if you're a player, why on earth wouldn't you just tune him out? And so when you say it's a disservice to the organization, I agree. If my leader says to me after the Chargers game and after what Tua says after the game, hey, put it out of your mind. We're focusing on Cleveland. And after we get to Cleveland, no one's going to think about what happened at the end of that Chargers game. And no one's going to think about what happened in the postgame press conference. And no one's going to be worried about what happened because we're a week-by-week organization. Put it out of your mind. And I go, okay, boss, I'm with you. I put it out of my mind. And then Sunday rolls around, and then Monday rolls around, and every bleeping talk show nationally is talking about me again in an embarrassing fashion. Why am I going to listen to what that guy has to say ever again? Because he's shown me the words are hollow.
100%. And that's what happened. I was a part of it. What's going on now with Mike McDaniel is what went on with Cam Cameron. This is Cam. He had a longer tenure, and he had 2023. We're still living off 2023. He had 2023. But there's no way we're listening. Do you think he turns into Martin Luther King right, in his press conferences with the team?
Right.
When they're sitting in that team meeting room this morning, I hope they couldn't call it a victory Monday. Just take tomorrow off, embarrassment Monday. They had to have had a team meeting today. He's up there saying, guys, that didn't really go, with 11-on-11 football, we can't really make mistake. Okay, coach, do you have anything to say encouraging? Do you have anything to say how we're
going
to write this?
And even if he didn't have all the ums in there, again, he's going to preach the same thing, which is, well, we've got to focus on Atlanta. But you tried that on me after Indianapolis, and you tried that on me after the Chargers, and you tried, like, enough. I can't listen to what you have to say anymore.
New voice.
It's not going to change fortunes.
No.
But a new voice.
And a reinvigoration. Because I hate to question effort. Because now you're saying guys are giving up. And I really don't think guys give up. But they didn't seem tenacious. Even making plays. When guys did make a play, it was like, oh, yay. Oh, yay, tackle, backfield, go. Good job. It wasn't what I'm used to seeing. I was going to say good teams. It wasn't what I'm used to in football. I'll say that.
I'm looking at the text machine. So now what? Freaking fool, Hockman. The fans always knew Tua sucked. Flores did. They knew this team sucked before the season started. But you? Clueless. Yeah, okay, but I don't make decisions involving the team. Like, the guys who made the decisions involving the team, they didn't consult with me. And listen, Vegas had them at 8.5 wins, which means Vegas thought it was a 50% chance they'd have 9 wins, 50% chance they'd have 8 wins. You had a brain trust of football people giving Tua $250 million. You had guys like Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, who's more negative than I am regarding the Dolphins, had them as an 8 or a 9 win team. So when you say, and now what? Yeah, it wasn't my job to hire Tua in the first place. It's not going to be my job to bench him. It's not my job to retain Chris Greer. It's not my job to fire Chris Greer. It's not my job. So, yeah, freaking fool texter. Now what? I don't know. I'm reacting the way you are.
I think the only logical way to get out of any of this and to turn this season around, more player-only meetings, guys. Who's with me? Player-only meeting. One more. Give me one more player-only meeting.
Is he super loud, Jimmy? He sounds much louder than the rest of us.
Not that much louder.
He seems super loud to me. Like, he blew my eardrums out. Let's do.
To the Texas point, I thought you were going to come on today and say 11-6, fellas.
Well, I do see some positives if you want to know the truth. But I love when people get angry. Like, I see this on social media with, like, the Dolphins beat writers. Like, they get angry at the Dolphins beat writers. Like, they're calling the offense. Like, hey, everybody's got an opinion. Listen, there were more opinions. Now, you, texter, you can live in your own social media bubble where everyone agrees with you. The Dolphins were going to stink and Tua was going to stink. That was not the prevailing notion. It wasn't around the league and it wasn't around the fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
People may not have expected a Super Bowl, but no one expected this. Unless you, of course, you, Texter, you expected this. We know that you had this.
I've been you guys call me the Tua hater. I've been the biggest Tua detractor for the past couple years, even in 2023. I wasn't expecting this type of drop-off.
No one was.
We are seeing legitimately some of the worst quarterbacking play in the last 25 years from Tua Tagovailoa, who probably is the best quarterback the Dolphins have had since Dan Marino. At the very least, he had the best season
Tua,
a quarterback has had.
As bad as he has been this season, is the best Dolphins quarterback you have ever watched in your life.
He had the best season the Dolphins have had post-Marino. Hawk, right now, Tua Tagovailoa is playing similar to Cleo Lemon type football, man.
But he has had the best Dolphins career of any quarterback you've ever watched.
It's not saying much, though.
No, I understand that. I'm just telling you, Tua, in however old you are, 30 years old, you have never had a better quarterback your Dolphins team than Tua Tagovailoa.
But
you haven't.
I could make the case that this is worse than any of those
previous quarterbacks. I'm saying in totality, this season is one of the worst seasons you'll ever see from a starting Dolphins quarterback, especially one who had expectations. But you in your lifetime have never had a quarterback talked about in the MVP race.
You're right.
Other than Tua.
But I'd say this situation is worse than previous situations because we got fooled.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dolphins paid him of $1 billion.
Yeah, they're on the hook.
And now what do you do? The cap ramifications to get out from under Tua Tagovailoa's contract is a worse situation now knowing what we know, which is this guy, unfortunately, whether it's injury, whether it's concussion, whatever the reason is, this guy's cooked, brother. This guy's cooked.
Yeah, he looks mentally cooked. He looks physically cooked. He looks cooked.
And the thing that you could constantly point to, we talked about it, and I know Barry Jackson wrote an article. I had mentioned Kyle Crabbs kind of diving into the numbers last week, gentlemen, where the one thing you could rely on with Tua was accuracy, especially between 10 to 19 yards. And he can't make those throws anymore. He just can't. What do you do?
When you say cooked physically,
everything, mentally, like, physically, he can't make the throws that he was making that made him an elite, accurate passer, not player, but passer. He can't make those throws right now, and this isn't a two-game sample size. And I realize losing Tyreek Hill is important, but at the end of the day, you have to rely on your quarterback to make the type of throws that make him a good quarterback, and you can't rely on him to do that anymore.
But I've seen him make some good throws, and this is why, like, is Tua cooked or is it McDaniel's fault, this offense? Carolina game, 0 points in the third quarter. You have an entire half to speak with an entire staff about what they're doing defensively against us. You come out in the third quarter, 0 points. Chargers game, let me guess, 0 points. Browns game, they ain't scoring a damn point in the second half, not just the third quarter.
Did you see what his QBR was?
What are you doing at halftime? Because that's when offensive gurus, air quotes,
but Crowder,
that's when they figure it out and have an approach.
Crowder, Tua can't throw the ball past the line of scrimmage. And yesterday, you know what they did at halftime? They came out, they said, hey, as bad as it's been, this is still a winnable football game. Let's turn things around. And guess what Tua did? The first snap of halftime, he threw an awful pass to Devon Achane. Guess where? 1 yard in front of the line of scrimmage. He threw it out of his reach. And it got taken back for a pick six.
You know what his QBR was yesterday, Crowder?
Oh, in the teens.
Teens! He would pay you his contract for it to be in the teens. Three.
A three?
Three!
Good grief.
His QBR was three! All right, let's do headlines. John Michaels is going to join us because I want to talk Hurricanes as well. They crapped the bed as well. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Well, Mike McDaniel says everything is on the table.
Oh, all right.
Like what?
His playbook? Is it like...
if it's no change in any staff members, what's on the table?
Everything.
But
forfeiting?
I do believe benching Tua is on the table. You have to make a splash move. You have to. You're a laughingstock. And if the splash move is not getting rid of McDaniel or Greer, Tua has to sit next week. I'm not saying for the season. I'm not saying he lost his starting job. I'm saying he lost something the last couple of weeks. He needs a week to get his head straight.
So you bench Tua, and I've seen this, and, you know, so now is Quinn Ewers the starter?
Yeah.
So the two
that's a whole nother conversation in and of itself, if it's Quinn Ewers.
So the guys that love Tua and established that Zach Wilson was the best backup after the Tim Boyle situation.
Right.
Now they're rolling on the sideline, and Tua has on a hat and a headphone.
But we called it, didn't we? $6 million to go to Zach Wilson. And you guys could have had the Pastrnak who threw a dime yesterday. $6 million that money could have been allocated to what? Offensive line depth, secondary depth.
Or you could have allocated another $3 or $4 million to that position and gotten Jameis Winston.
But it wouldn't have mattered at this point, huh?
I don't know, man.
It wouldn't have mattered. By the time you have to make this decision, you're sitting at 1-6 anyways.
Yeah, but if you have a quality backup who's been a winner before sitting behind him, maybe it doesn't get to this point. I don't know.
But if you have at the very least the ability to run the football, you can lean on something else to help at least alleviate some of the transgressions from your quarterback. You can lean on it, but they can't. You know why? Because the right side of their offensive line after the third snap of the season was toast. And they have nobody else to fall back on because they didn't allocate the necessary resources to depth on the offensive line, which should have been priority number one this offseason. And once again, they didn't do it.
Somebody texted in, by the way, I bet all the Tua unders. Bingo, money in the bank. Well, then you're losing money on the Tua rushing under because the over has hit every bleeping week, including yesterday. Tua rushing over for life.
When Tua's going through something, a rough patch, we'll call it. He's not cooked. He's a rough patch. He's leaning on Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers. To your point about the backup quarterback, there is no leadership. There is no veteran. Zach Wilson's team wore Mike White shirts pregame while he was the starter.
That's why I say Quinn Jameis. Ewers is a puppy. Give me like a Jameis who you could actually lean on.
And now seeing what Flacco did. With Cincy, like, you, the guys that made all these decisions on this roster, the guys that have Rasul Butler and Jack Jones one-on-one with guys on the outside, they're sleeping happily at night, and we're going to bench Tua. Seems crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.